Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Good afternoon. I'm Rebecca Corral. Here's what's happening. Supporters of five homeless moms squatting in an empty West Oakland home are vowing to risk arrest as they lock arms to keep the women from getting evicted. As KCBS reporter Holly Quantel says, the sheriff's department is still hoping a peaceful, non-confrontational solution can be worked out.
The moms who have been in the home since mid-November say they're not going anywhere despite a judge's order giving them 5 business days to vacate. Dominique Walker is one of the moms.
Nonviolent civil disobedience is the reason why we have some of the rights that we have now. And I would urge the public to think about, we always talk about what we would do back in the day, back in the civil rights movement. Well, this is the new civil rights movement. So what are you prepared to do now?
The crowd of supporters outside or a presence to discourage sheriff's deputies from carrying out the eviction. Sergeant Ray Kelly says they'll spend this week trying to work out a non-confrontational solution.
They've taken this thing as far as they can, and that the next step for them in their movement is to take it to the state legislatures.
In West Oakland, Holly Kwan, KCBS.
Governor Gavin Newsom is on a week-long statewide tour promoting his $1 billion effort to address California's growing homeless crisis. The governor began the trip today touring a program northeast of Sacramento that provides health assistance and low-barrier housing. Newsom has faced criticism from President Trump for failing to adequately address homelessness. Additional tour stops include the Bay Area, the Central Valley, and Los Angeles County. Winter storms are expected this week, with the highest impact storm set to roll in Wednesday night and stick around until early Friday morning. As KCBS's Margie Schaefer reports, expect rain for the Bay Area and snow at the higher elevations.
We will have rain late Monday into Tuesday.
Classic winter cold front coming through the Bay Area.
That is forecaster with the National Weather Service, Steve Anderson, who suggests having an extra blanket for sleeping. It won't be horribly cold, but it will get into the 30s at night in the Bay Area.
Wednesday and Thursday tend to be about 1/2 inch to 1 inch in the greater Bay Area and up to 2 inches in the coastal hills.
Mount Diablo, Mount Hamilton, and Mount St. Helena, all above 3,500 feet, could see a dusting of snow midweek. And in the Sierra,
they're expecting 1 to 2 feet, with local amounts up to 3 feet in the higher peaks and resort areas.
Just in time for the Martin Luther King holiday weekend. Driving conditions Wednesday through Friday morning in the Sierra could be tough, with significant snowfall, chain controls, and whiteout conditions. Weather should clear Friday afternoon. Margie Schaefer, KCBS.
It's been called an epidemic of violence against black women. Today, there's a public call to action for justice in San Francisco. As we hear from KCBS's Jim Taylor, the outcry comes following the murder of 3 African-American women.
All 3 victims killed on the streets of San Francisco, all in the last 30 days.
LaTonette McDaniel, Emma Hunt, and Ronisha Cook were the 3 women, and they're all mothers. There are 11 children between the 3 of them who have lost their mothers.
Supervisor Matt Haney, along with a broad coalition of community leaders, coming together to address what he calls an epidemic.
Together with a coalition of mostly black women leaders, we are going to respond, and we're going to all come together moving forward to prevent violence.
How? He says it goes beyond law enforcement.
Violence doesn't happen in a vacuum, and there's a lot of inequities, you know, economic access to health care, access to education, other things that can contribute to violence. And so we are all committed to not just, you know, address the public safety aspects of it, but the larger systemic injustices.
2 of those 3 homicides in the Tenderloin, where Haney says crimes of violence can be too easily ignored. Jim Taylor, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts, and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.